And on behalf of the board, we would like to welcome everybody, old and new, to our service today. And we wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Also today, instead of the daily word, we're going to be reading on your red sheet. I will read a line, and if you would go ahead and follow me on the congregation response. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
I am a joyous shepherd. I keep careful watch over my every thought.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were so afraid.
I am aware of the law of my being. I stand in awe of its far-reaching magnitude in my life.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
I am fearless and free, for my faith in God brings good tidings of great joy to me. I share my joy with all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is the Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
I am aware that a Savior, the Christ, is born in me this day. I welcome this babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger of my heart.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill toward men.
I feel the peace of my indwelling Christ child. A multitude of joy wells up with me. Glory to God in the highest. Amen.
So in this time of year, we celebrate the birth of Christ within us. It indeed is a holy night because it reminds us of our birth.
Yeah. I think that got us in the mood, didn't it? I'm laughing because I'm messing with my camera person here. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is our Advent wreath with our Advent candles. So today we're celebrating the fourth Sunday of Advent, which is
joy.
Right, joy. So the first Sunday of Advent, we lit a candle for
faith.
Right, for faith and hope. We talked about hope being where us as human beings began. When something is occurring, we hope that it's going to turn out all right. Hope is where we usually start, but it's faith that carries us through. Faith carries us the rest of the way, and when we turn within and know, as the psalmist said, be still and know that in us is something precious, in us is something that will carry us through, no matter what it is we're going through, then faith takes over, and we know all will be well. So we light this first candle that we lit last week for the first Sunday of Advent for hope. So what did we light the candle for the second Sunday of Advent?
Peace.
Right, peace. Peace settles in our hearts. Peace settles in our mind when we know who we are spiritually. Spiritually, we're spiritual beings first and foremost in this human experience. So the second Sunday of Advent, we lit this candle for peace. The third week of Advent, we celebrated
love.
Love for one another. Jesus bid us love one another as I have loved you. And in essence, what he was saying was to listen to his teachings and follow his ways. He was our leader, our protocol. We set our example. So as we light this candle, we light it for the love that's in all of our hearts, not only just today, but all days. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of light going up here. Charles Fillmore told us that love is a great harmonizer and healer. When we feel love, when we reach out in love, we reach out and we touch all of humanity. So today we're going to light the candle for joy. In Luke we read, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And we celebrate the joy in knowing that that same Christ that was born eons ago is also in our hearts and our minds. The really, really good news is that the Christ in you is your hope of glory. So we celebrate this day, the birth of our awareness of the glory within us. The same Christ presence is born anew in us and becomes visible in our lives as we open our hearts and our Christ consciousness and live from that point. So today we lit the candle for joy in seeking to experience some deeper meanings of Christmas. We're going to use more symbols today in our service. For instance, the Christ candle that was lit earlier, that represents the light of God that burns deep within all of us. The greatest story ever told, if you heard, and you have heard it many times when we celebrate Christmas, is the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas is not a celebration to honor an event that happened to just one person years ago. It's a story of a birth of the Holy Child within all of us. This story honors the presence of love for all. So this Christmas celebration, we want to focus on the story as the scriptures tell us unfolded in Bethlehem on that quiet, starry night. I'm going to have my helper come up. And we're going to light candles that represent the main characters in the story. So I invite you to think of them as they live in you. For each of these symbols represents a part of you. Think now of that which is the real you. Do you remember when Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am? You too have always been, for you live in the mind and the heart of God. You're the essence of all that. That is what was before you, and that will be whenever you decide you're ready to leave this earth plane, it will still go on. That is eternal life. That is eternal life. The word Bethlehem means abiding house of substance. This is the place where your story begins. In us is the place where the very substance of God feeds our whole being and fills us to capacity with all you need. It is that within, out of every good thing that takes shape, is born. So Liz is going to light the first candle for us that represents Bethlehem. The light, the star that shows where Christ child is born, it is a light that leads us to the appointed place of birth. In you and in me, the first glimmer of truth usually begins and leads to an awareness of our oneness with one another, our true identity. The star represents that in us that leads and guides us to the light that is always burning within. So we'll light a candle for representing the star, the light that is within you. Now, Mary and Joseph, they were denied entry into the inn because it was too crowded. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever denied the potential in you because you were overcrowded with worldly material thoughts that you have been fed? I can't do this, you can't do that. You're limited in some type of way. The birth can only take place in a mind that is humble and receptive and natural, and this is represented by the manger. It is in just such simplicity of that greatness that is born in you, is in the manger of your heart, a great and simple place for the Christ in you to be born, brought forward. So we're going to light a third candle that's going to represent that manger, that place within where we're open and receptive and where we accept the truth of our being. As you listen and think of the story happening, I want you to think of it as happening in you always. Every day, the birth of the Christ is awakened in you when you turn in Christ consciousness. That is, when you lift your thoughts to that higher level. The Christ in you is born when conditions are ready. Have you noticed that everyone's not ready? But when you're ready, when you release, when you surrender to that which is within you, you welcome the birth of the Christ within. One of the, we have two conditions that we work with. One of them is divine wisdom. We need the wisdom to say yes to our Christ life. And the other is pure, unselfish love. Wisdom and love coupled together are powerful aspects that happen within us. Mary symbolized the inner part of us, that part that prays and that part that meditates and worships daily in the temple. Now, where's the temple? That's these bodies, right? We're in these bodies. Spiritual wisdom, this is divine guidance and feelings of oneness that must be brought together in that unselfish way, that patient way. Thoughts and feelings are aligned with the Word of God. And my, oh my, when they collide, your Christ life, light, will turn into a blaze. So we light a candle today. We light two candles representing Mary and another representing Joseph. New beginnings are always fragile, aren't they? When we think of newborn babes, we hold them tenderly. We speak softly. The Christ in you needs to grow. And at first, it's like that newborn babe. It needs nurturing. It needs spiritual wisdom and pure, unselfish love. Your wisdom, the wisdom in you, brings forth the image and likeness of God in you. The Christ in you is your divine pattern. It unfolds day by day, bringing forth new joy and abundance. Christ matures and grows strong in spirit. And we light a candle now for the Christ child that's born in us. The newness, the awakening. Anybody remember when they first realized that they were a child of God, that they were spiritual, that they were filled with all they need to make it through this thing we think of as human life? Now we have shepherds. Shepherds represent protective beings of God that watch over us. They are the guiding thoughts that must be convinced of this new truth before it can truly be accepted. Shepherds guide us into true understanding that God is our source of all good and the abundance of everything good. The shepherds hear the Christ through spiritual messengers called angels. The seventh and eighth candle that we're going to light here today represent those shepherds watching over the flock by night. Then came the angels. And the angel said, "Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day a Savior, that is Christ the Lord." Angels represent God ideas. They're messengers of spirit that herald in the coming of a newer, greater life for you. As you open your heart to divine ideas that guide you into your new life, the one your soul is seeking. Angels bring you good tidings of great joy, and we celebrate that today as we light the ninth candle that represents angels. Then came wise men from the east. When they came to the manger, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they opened their treasures and presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, we're going to light a candle for the gold that represents riches of spirit-wise ideas, prosperity. Prosperity always comes to you when the Christ child is born in your heart because you are aware of God's rich abundance in all things. And then we have frankincense, which represents innate beauty of the soul, the ability to see more beauty in the world and call it forth in others. And how do we do that? We do that by being the example, just as Jesus Christ was. We bring our beauty from within, and we vibrate through energy to all who are within the realm of our vibrations. So we light this candle for frankincense, representing innate beauty of the soul and the ability to see through appearances to that beauty. And we have myrrh, which represents life, the eternal nature of spirit, and ointment of love. Myrrh represents the life that is within us. There's joy in that when we think of our life, our being. Not experiences, we're saying life. Life itself is a miracle. And we celebrate that by lighting the candle for myrrh. So this is your story. It is the story of the Christ being born in your heart, not only yesterday or what, every day we experience a birth. Every day when our eyes open and we have that aha moment, every day when we feel the stirrings of spirit in our beings, each day is a new day filled with rich possibilities. The potential of God is in every circumstance of your life, every moment. That's what Christmas is all about. Not all the presents and things that we scurry about doing, all the baking, although we like the baking, don't we? Yeah. But the true meaning of Christmas is about giving and receiving the gifts of spirit. So when you go about your day today and when you gather with your families tomorrow, here are some things you can give. Give love. That's the top of the list. Give a hug or a smile. How about to a stranger you might pass as you're going here to there? Give the gift of love, peace, hope, and joy. Jesus told us we are the light of the world, and each of our candles that you have been given represents your light. Some of you may have to share a candle, but that's good. That's joint light. That's sharing. That's that love that I was talking about up here. The light that shines out from this sanctuary will become a beacon to light the whole world. So as you experience this light, remember that you are the light within the light. We're never separated from one another. The Christ light glows in you right now. It is the light. It is the light of your spirit that never dims. For truly, I say to you this Christmas Eve morn, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Turn to someone and tell them, you are the light of the world. Yes. So we're going to light our candles now. If you take your candle in your hand, and I want you right now to just twist it and it will come on. Now, we're going to come up and we're going to create that beacon by placing our light into the sand here. But first, I want you to take a moment. I want you to take a moment, focus on something up here, or just turn within a moment. As we prepare ourselves to begin this experience, we are the light. We are the light of the world. And we share our light with one another by coming together and knowing that the Christ is within. So take a deep breath right now. Deep breath. And as you release, feel yourself coming to a point of peace. It's a peace that passeth all understanding. It's a peace that was in you before the very foundation of the world. We know God is love and love is God. And we rest and we trust in that love. We know that the light that we are holding in our hands right here, right now, is a light that was placed in us. And we turn our awareness to that light and we be still and know that what it represents in us. It's that promise of never being alone. So dear God, we're grateful this morning as we come together in this service, as we share in the symbolism of the story that we have been told for years and years. And as we begin to realize that it's our story. It's occurring in us right here, right now. And we are grateful. So we give thanks as we come forth one by one and place our candles together, representing the oneness that we are. And for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. So we're going to come forth. We're going to begin with, let's begin with this side since the boat is over here. We'll start with the back row. And if you'll come up, come up this way and place your candle in the sand, and then you can proceed down the center aisle. Of all of us. that we can enjoy and breathe in and remember this thing as we go about our daily lives. They're representative of what we want to build, right? A beacon for all the world to see and to be drawn to. We're going to play Silent Night, and the words are going to be on the screen also. So you may sing along with the words.